Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Merkel Media.
I guess it's time to go back in time.
Are you telling me you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
Time is but a stubborn illusion.
I have a lot of memories of the past.
People are time traveling within themselves.
Time travel is possible.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are 2 small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Okay, I'll reload it.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I am your host, Tony Merkel. Thank you for being here. If you've had an encounter or a story you'd like to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section. And you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. And if you want more shows every week on Thursdays, we release a bonus show to members only on the website. So if you want more of The Confessionals on a weekly basis, go to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today because you'll get access to all previous shows, this Thursday's show, and all future shows. Today we have Marlene coming on the show, and Marlene is going to share her experiences, and one of the experiences is dealing with a family witch. That's right, a family witch, and her story has a lot of similarities to Abe's story from episode 13. If you remember Abe's story from episode 13, he went and visited and stayed with a witch doctor as payment for healing his brother. Well, she has a different story, but very similar at the same time. So let's get to it right now. All right, today we got Marlene on the show. Marlene, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, I actually, this has nothing to do with your story, but you just asked me. I feel like talking about it. I just went to my buddy today, George Bruno, and he shaped up my beard for me. And he's a world famous hairstylist, beard guy. He has a YouTube channel that has 140,000 subscribers, and he lives local to me. And him and I actually went live on his YouTube channel and my Instagram channel today, and it was just a good time. So I'm all energized and pumped up today. And so I'm really glad that you're here to talk about your experiences, because you actually have some unique things to talk about. One, we're going to just call it a family witch. We'll let you define it from there. But there is some type of witch experience going on within your family. And then we're going to go transition into some other smaller stuff. But one of the things we're going to transition into is an alien experience. And I didn't know that, but you just dropped that on me before we started recording. I was like, let's do this. I'm excited. So Marlene, walk us into this experience, this entire thing when it comes to the witch stuff. I know it kind of starts with your mom and her kind of telling you guys different stories. So what's going on?
So when I was a little girl, my mom would tell me, you know, don't take candy from people because it could be poisoned, or, you know, it could just, it's bad for you. And plus, she never really let us have any candy anyway, so she would always hide it away. And one day, when we were in Mexico, there was this little old lady who, you know, was handing out candy, and she had her own little, like a cart filled with just treats and just a bunch of stuff to attract kids. And me and my sister thought nothing of it. And we were like, Mom, we want candy. And she was like, no, she was like persistent. No, we will not be buying anything from here. You know where the candy is. We got some at home, you know, the whole bit. And so when we got to my grandma's house in Mexico, she had told us that most of the time, little old ladies like that are witches. And, you know, we're 7, 8 years old. We were like, that's a bunch of just a bunch of nonsense. Like, there's no such thing. But it's your mom, so you kind of have to like believe her. So yeah. As we grew up, you know, little things started happening to us, you know, just random, like, so for example, one day I came home with like a bouquet of flowers and brought them inside the house, put them in water, went outside to go grab more stuff from the car because I've just gone home from shopping, and went inside and my flowers were wilted. They were completely dead. And I didn't understand why. So I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I don't know what's happening. My flowers, I literally just bought them. They're dead now. And she was like, somebody hates you. Somebody put a curse on you. You need to call. And so we know a white witch, and she usually helps us out with things that are going on in our life. And we'll call her at random, and she will be like, okay, so somebody in your family has put something bad on you. You need to do this, do that. You need to shower with holy basil and do all this other nonsense. And we do it. And, you know, sometimes you do feel something, sometimes you don't, but most of the time it does help out. So it sounds crazy, I know. So I had called her about it, and yeah, that's what she told me. The lady, she said that somebody in my family didn't want me to be happy, that they were putting some type of wrongdoing on me so I could live my life miserable. And I, at that moment, I was like, okay, this is crap. Like, this is not true. But then I started piecing things together. So my sister used to call me Good Luck Chuck. I don't know if you've seen that movie. It's about a guy who dates women. And then every time he hooks up with them, the next person they find, they get married. So that happened to me a lot. I would date a guy and we would be talking. It'd be fine. And then like they would just not be interested anymore. And then they would find somebody else, then get married, have kids, whatever, happy story every time. And then I was like, why do I keep having all this bad luck with meeting people? Like, even with friends, like I would meet a really cool, like, person to hang out with, new friend. And then they would like leave or something shady would happen. And I wasn't understanding it. And so the lady, the white witch, told me, it's because somebody hates you. Somebody in your family is doing you wrong. And you need to just stay away, keep your distance from everybody until all this goes away. And she had told me that there is a demon that was following me in my house, but they wouldn't go into my room because my room, she said that my aura was too bright, that I was lit up like a Christmas tree, and that I carried myself well, and that I was just too positive, too happy, and that this thing would just didn't know how to get near me. And I would feel it in my house. I would feel the heavy tension throughout the whole house. Even so, me and my sister have this, like, you get that good feeling, bad feeling. And she said that every time she would walk into my room, she would feel a lot lighter. But going to the rest of the house, she just felt super heavy, super drained, and just like loss of energy. And like, it was just weird. We would stage the house religiously because we always felt like something was off. And so that the white witch had told us that something was in the house that wouldn't leave us alone. And so, you know, a couple of days passed, weeks, and I finally noticed that the energy level was changing in my house, that, you know, I didn't feel like somebody was watching me constantly. And so then I was hanging out with my cousin, I'm not going to mention her name, and she had introduced me to her friend, and my friend's name is Stephanie. And so I became close to Stephanie, and my cousin would get mad, get jealous, because I would hang out with Stephanie so much. And which made no sense to me, because we all hung out together. And so one day, out of nowhere, we were talking about my cousin and how her mom is into dark magic. Like she practices it at her house. She has her little stuff. And she had told me, she was like, I don't know what to call her. I'm just going to call her B. She said, has B ever mentioned that to you about how her mom is into all that? And I was like, yeah, actually, my mom had told me about it, because that's why I don't hang out with her as much as I used to, because she does all that dark stuff, and it makes me uncomfortable. And so, you know, that conversation ended, and we were a little freaked out by it. So one day me and my mom were talking, and since me and Stephanie had brought up that conversation, I asked my mom, I was like, did you know anybody in your town that did, you know, dark magic or practiced witchcraft? And she was like, yeah, Doña Julia used to be the witch of the town, and she would torture people or just be, she was just crazy. She was the crazy person in the town. Everybody knew her. Everybody knew not to mess with her, because she would, if you looked at her funny, she would do something. Like, she would just be awful. And she had even put a lizard in a priest's leg, and he would say, there goes Doña Julia doing her crazy stuff again. And he had to get the lizard removed out of his leg. I don't know how that's even possible, but my mom saw it, and she was there to witness that. And she had told me that Doña Julia had helped my grandma with some stuff, because she was part of the family in some twisted way, I don't know. And my grandma was pregnant with twins, and she was having a hard time with labor. And Doña Julia was there to assist her, to tell her that, you know, she was like, it's fine, don't worry. everything will be fine. As long as you give me one of the twins. And my grandma was like, you're crazy. I'm not going to do that. And so the time came, my grandma had her twins, both healthy girls. Doña Julia was like, okay, it's time. Like, I want one of the twins. You have to let me be godmother of one of the twins because that's my right. I helped you throughout these times. It's my right to be godmother of one of them. And my grandma was like, no, that's not going to happen. And she was like, okay, well, we shall see. So at that time, my Doña Julia was upset with my grandmother and would chase my mom around. And can you imagine just this little old lady offering candy to kids and just being awful with my mom? She said that one day Doña Julia had offered her candy and my mom refused. And she said, no, I don't want any. And so Doña Julia got mad at her and told her if she doesn't take the candy, then she's going to come for her at night. And my mom was like, that's not funny. Whatever. And my mom was a kid. She was like, no, that's impossible. So my mom was like, I want to see you try. So now my mom's testing this little old lady. And so Doña Julia starts chasing after my mom. And my mom was like, well, she's old. How fast can she actually run? She said that she was on her tail and nonstop. Like, she wasn't even panting. She wasn't even like, and she said that she walked so gracefully over everything as if she wasn't old. My mom said that it gave her the ugliest chills, and she was just gliding over objects. And, you know, in Mexico, there's no roads. It's all dirt, gravel, everything. And she would glide over these little streams and giant rocks. And my mom's running to her house. She finally made it to her house. And her uncle appeared and was like, Doña Julia, you know better than to mess with these girls. You need to leave. And she was like, okay, I'll be back. So some time had passed and my mom's uncle saw a giant. They call them, there's a word for it in Spanish. But it's like a giant owl. And there was this massive owl sitting outside of my grandma's house, just staring at everybody who passed by. And so my mom's uncle was like, Doña Julia, you need to get down from there. You need to leave. And supposedly the bird flew down to like a nearby like shrub, and that it turned into Doña Julia. And my mom said that her uncle was so freaked out that he had like, he didn't even think that was possible, but she had transformed into a bird, you know, and I don't know. And to me, my mom was like, I looked at my mom, I was like, that's bogus. But I remember you talking about there was a witch who had transformed into an animal. And I feel like that, you know, that it could be true. So
yeah, shapeshifters do that. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously shapeshifters, but, skinwalkers is what I'm trying to say. Skinwalkers do that. And there's countless of other accounts. And before you go any further, I got to tell you what you're telling me. I know you say, I know it sounds crazy, but on episode 13 of this show, we had a guy on, his name was Abe, and he told a very close to almost mirror story as to what you're telling me now, only he was the 2-year-old that had to stay with the witch doctor because of it, that witch doctor healing his brother.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So continue. I just wanted to share that with you because it's it's incredible.
Yeah, I mean that's what she was, you know. She would heal people, but she would also do horrible things to people. And so, you know, my mom finished the story with, you know, it's not good to mention her name at a certain day because she could, I guess, I don't know, like show you that she's there, or that she's like, every time you mention her name, she will somehow prove to you that she is still existing somehow. And so I held on to that story, and I met up with my friend Stephanie, and at that time my cousin had left to the Navy, and so it was just me and Stephanie. We would hang out all the time. So I went to pick her up one day, and I had that story in my head, and it was just circling, and I was feeling really uneasy. And I had told her, we're sitting in the car driving to the gym, and I was like, so my mom had told me about this story. And I was like, there's this witch, Doña Julia. And then she stopped me. She was like, what? And she said that in her town, when she was in Mexico, there was also a Doña Julia, completely different places. And I feel like somehow it's the same person, because I get this chill that it could be the same person, but it's in different places and it's probably around the same time too. So she was telling me about her Doña Julia, how she was a witch, and how in her family, there's also witches who practice dark magic. And she's like, that's crazy. That's crazy, right? And I was like, yeah, that's crazy. So we changed the subject. We're trying to like change the mood, because we're both freaked out in the car. And it's at night, where it's 9 o'clock at night and it's super dark out. So we're just trying to set the mood and, you know, get ready for the gym. And then she screams. She's sitting right next to me and I'm driving, and I'm like, why are you screaming at me? And she's like, no, something touched me. Something touched me in the car. And so I stopped the car, I put it on park, side of the road. And she tells me that something grazed her hair, like something touched her hair. And I'm like, what touched you? And she's like, I don't know. Do I have something in my hair? And she had like, somebody had pulled out her ponytail. She had a big old bump in her head. And I'm like, no, you're just, your ponytail's messed up. It could have been the seat. You know, I'm like trying to lighten the mood. I'm like, it's probably the seat or something, you know? And she's like, you're right. You're right. She's like, but it really did feel like somebody grabbed me and pulled my hair. And I'm like, well, it's probably, you know, it's your imagination. You're fine. Let's just go to the gym and we'll be fine. So we, you know, at the gym, we got out in like an hour, and back in the car we go, and it's feeling super heavy in my car. And it's just, I don't know. It's weird. There's tension in the car. It feels like it feels like somebody's watching us. And I have a small car. I have a little Nissan Versa Note. I mean, not many people could fit in here. So I'm just like, what's going on? This energy is weird. And we're sitting there in the car and we have no music on. And she's like, okay, I feel it again. I feel like something just touched my hair again. So I turn on the light and I turn around, nothing's there. And I'm like, no. But then I do notice her hair, like something had touched her hair. And I'm like, okay, your hair's messed up again. Something's wrong. And she's like freaking out. She has chills all over her body. She is pale. And I pulled over again and I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, I don't know, but I keep getting chills. Our whole, like, even my body, I'm getting chills now as I talk about it, because it was really weird energy. It's just heavy. It was just weird. And then so I remember the story my mom told me about Doña Julia wanting one of my grandma's twins. So my cousin's mom, you know, my mom's sisters, they're twins. Doña Julia wanted one of them. My cousin's mom practices dark magic. Doña Julia practices dark magic. I don't know if somehow Doña Julia took one of the twins, made her evil, because maybe, I don't know if that's a thing, but one of my aunts, she's like the sweetest person, and the other one, she's just mean. I mean, she's the one who practices dark magic, and she always tells my mom, like, she's like, you'll one day you'll get it. You'll get it. And she hates my mom. They're always just fighting and just arguing about dumb stuff. And she's always looking out. My mom is, because she knows, she's like, something's up with her. And I know, like, we just got to keep away from people like that. And so I told Stephanie, maybe my cousin is also into dark magic. And she's like, I don't know what it is, but something's in this car. So I remember I used to hang out with B all the time. And she would leave like little stuff in my car, like trash or random stuff. And they say like small objects can carry energy. So I quickly, you know, open up all the windows. I am digging through the console, digging through everything to try to find something that would belong to my cousin. And I found a small little bottle of liquor, her favorite liquor. I grabbed it, and immediately we both just get the horrible chills. We can't even speak. We feel so much tension in the car. We go to the gasoline station, throw it in the trash. We are like praying. We are saying everything we can so this little thing can go away. And we're driving off, and we don't feel it anymore. So I don't know if that small little bottle contains some type of something from my cousin, but I feel like it's somehow all connected to Doña Julia, who took my aunt as a baby, made her into this evil person, creating more evil people. And I don't know. I feel like it's all related, because, I mean, I don't know. It's a feeling, I guess. It's, and my mom even said so. She said that my aunt, as a little girl, she was always trouble. She was always into, you know, getting involved into all that stuff, all that dark magic, and practicing everything. She was just into all that. And so I feel like maybe Doña Julia put a little piece of herself into my aunt, which is making, I don't know, maybe my cousin hate me, or to cause some type of something, energy to follow me throughout the house. I don't know. It's crazy. And I don't know what to think of it, because sometimes I overthink about it, and I'm just like, no, it's all crazy. It's all nonsense. I don't think that's possible. But then sometimes I'm like, okay, well, it could be that somebody is really out there to get me, and they won't leave me alone. So I hope that's it. Maybe I could just stay away from them as much as possible. Even though our family reunions are like the worst, there's always so much tension throughout the whole family.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand family tension there, you know. So you know, I would say that I don't know, who am I, right? But I personally don't believe that any human being can control another human being their entire life in a mystical way. Mm-hmm. I think everybody has their own choices that they have to make. Maybe there was an influence. Maybe there was even spells cast that would help promote the continuing. But I don't know if it's exactly like, I'm going to remotely control this person for their entire life. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
So it's very interesting, though. It's very interesting, and I find the story for me personally amazing, because you're the first person who's ever mirrored that story that I had on episode 13. I mean, that's in the beginning of the show, back in 2017, early of 2017, and I've talked to a lot of people since then, more than we've have episodes, And I've never had somebody mirror what he had to say so closely. You know, I've heard bits and pieces, but mm-hmm. I mean, he was that kid that had to stay for, I think it was, he was two, and I think he had to stay for 6 months. And he described talking about how when he had to go back home with his mom, and his mom came to get him, like, he almost forgot who she was, and he wanted to stay with the old lady. And mm-hmm. I mean, it just, that spawned so much stuff in his life. It's absolutely amazing that you, and the thing is, like, he's from Texas as well, and he's Mexican as well.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of Latin cultures.
Yeah. So do you think that it's something to do with actually being like Mexican, or do you think that it's just the region of the country / the world that lends to this kind of stuff happening? Because it seems like a lot of Mexican culture talks about these kind of things. Do you think it's the Mexican aspect of things, or do you think it's the geographical aspect?
I feel like it's more of the Mexican thing, because throughout my life, I've heard a bunch of stories, you know, from my mom, from my aunts, from my sister-in-law. She supposedly has experienced like a little gremlin person sitting above her head, floating there, staring at her at night. And I don't know. I feel like it's more of a Mexican thing, because I don't ever hear anybody else talking about this.
It's interesting, because when I was, and I might have said this on the show before, but I know I don't say it nearly as much as other things, so I'll say it again. But when I was younger, I was in my early 20s, I worked in a car garage, and one of the mechanics that I worked with, him and I, you know, got to talking about different weird topics, and he's Mexican, and he got on this topic of talking about the legends and the folklore, per se, mm-hmm. from Mexico. And I didn't know if he was pulling my leg, or I still don't know, because I haven't had one person that's Mexican come to me and say they have heard the same thing. So maybe he was lying to me, but he told me that there's this idea that, I guess, in some, maybe it wasn't even Mexico, maybe it was some other country in Southern America, but that there would be a leprechaun that comes and rapes the girls when they turn 16. And he believed this, like as far as I could tell, he believed this beyond a shadow of doubt. Like, I was laughing at him, and he was straight face. I'm like, bro, you're crazy. Like, no, that doesn't happen. But he was dead serious. But the more I talk to people, I talk to people from all aspects of life. And when I talk to people from Mexican descent, they have a lot of stories like yours, and maybe not Mexican raping 16-year-old girls, but it's this idea that it seems like very much more open and ingrained into your culture than other cultures would have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, I've never heard that story before about the leprechaun. That's a little crazy. But I mean, everybody has their own experiences. Everybody has their own stories. But definitely, like I said, throughout my childhood, I would hear, stories upon stories about random things happening, and just these I don't even know, like people believe in fairies out there, like, yeah. It's crazy. I remember my grandma said that she would, like, these little tiny things would appear in her house taking food, and I'm like, what?
Really?
What little things? What are you talking about? I'm like, you're talking about, like, mice, little critters? And she's like, no, like, these things would come to my house, and you could see them take food at night. And wow. I'm like, that's a bunch of crazy stuff. But I mean, everybody has their experiences, I guess. And I don't know. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. I can understand how you feel, like, it sounds crazy. But then again, I think it's Ireland. I should know this by now. But I think it's Ireland, where they really do believe in fairies. I mean, you're not allowed to build roads in certain areas because that's where the fairies live.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's no joke. It's no joke. And that's what I mean. Cultures are very interesting. I find the Mexican culture so interesting. Plus, I love the cuisine. So I love food. I'm Puerto Rican and Puerto Ricans have their own type of food and stuff, but the Mexican is just, I love it.
I don't know what they put in food. It could be beer.
Whatever. Keep it coming. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting though. I really do. So that's that story. And mm-hmm. we're going to transition to Oklahoma, I believe, where mm-hmm. you had an experience with what you, I guess, can only describe as an alien, right?
Yeah. This was when I was a kid, too. I was maybe, I'm going to say I was 8. And it was a group of us. It was all my cousins. And we were all together in a little minivan. And my family owned like 200 acres of land out there, and you know, their giant house, and just in the middle of nowhere, beautiful. So they had two restaurants out there, and we were driving back to their house, and their dirt roads, all in the minivan, all us kids just laughing, having a blast. And their dogs were outside of their house. And I mean, their house, you got to drive at least like 3 blocks to get to their house. And I mean, you go through trees and all that stuff. And their dogs were barking at the car. So we all jumped out so that way we could, hold them off so that we can pull the cars in. But the gate wasn't opening. And we were like, okay, well, none of the remotes work. You can't open it manually. So we had to wait outside while the rest of the family came. And it was, I think it was like 12 o'clock at night. And so all these kids were like, heck yeah, we all get to stay up and be outside, look at the stars. It's super cool. Like we're kids. So we were having a blast. And the dogs just kept barking at like something random. And they would run off and come back. And the house was, everything was so dark. None of the lights were on. And so my cousin said that he was going to go turn on the lights for the fence and the house. So that way we could see what was out there. So we're sitting there on the fence waiting to see, what would happen, stargazing, looking up at all the stars, because, it's so dark out, so it's beautiful. And there's maybe one street light. And we're all looking at the street light because it's just this massive light. It was super bright. And usually it's not that crazy bright, but we're like, look how bright it is. Oh my gosh. Like, look at the stars. And then we noticed that the light post moved. And we're like, I don't think that's what it's supposed to do, but it's moving. And it moved maybe, it's far from us. It's again, like it's one light post for every road. And we could barely see it. So we could just see the light. And so we see that the light, there's two lights now. And we're like, did they put a new one, or is it supposed to be like, what's going on? And so like all us kids are talking about it. The adults are, there was only two adults there. Not the rest of us were all kids. And we're all like, okay, the light is moving upward now. And it's moving super slow. So we're just there staring at it. And then my cousin goes, it's an alien. And we all like freak out, and we're like, no, it's not. It's probably just, like somebody's coming, like a truck is coming. Cause that's how far it was. It was blocks away. It's just, we could barely see the light post, but we could see the light, just not the light post. We're like, it's probably a car that's moving forward, or like an airplane, it's probably has a spotlight. it's coming towards us. We're going to hear it in a second, but it was quiet. You could hear crickets. Like, we couldn't hear anything. Just, and we're like, maybe it's an airplane. Maybe it's up in the sky. It's an airplane. You know, it'll move. It'll probably leave. But this light was brighter than the light post. The light from the light post was so dull. It was like a yellowy color. It was like an orangey yellow. But this light was like, it was fluorescent. It was beautiful. And we're all like, no, you know, it doesn't look like an airplane. And it was like the shape of it looked like the shape of an egg, but it was just bright. And then it moved downward and we're like, okay, so it's moving now. And we were all just literally staring at this thing. It just kept moving up and down and side to side. And we're like waiting for something to happen. And so now it's getting closer to us. It's just moving slowly, but it's moving closer to us. And we're all a bit away from the vehicles and we're far from the house. So we're like, where do we run to? And we all start screaming to the van and we're like, get in, the aliens are coming. And we see it like swoop downward, shoot up like really fast, and then stay there for another while. And then it just turns off. And then the whole street is dark again because this thing was lighting up. You could see the house with how bright this light was. It was ridiculous. And we were like, and then even my mom was like, what happened to the light? And we're like, the alien just left. Like, did you not notice? Did you not see that? And she was like, "What? No, that was the light probably just turned off." I was like, "Mom, the lights are still on. Like that, like, how do you explain that?" And she was like, nobody believed us. We're all just kids, you know? So we're just talking nonsense to them. But this light literally went up and just, it turned off. And the whole light turned pitch black again. Pitch black. And then by that time, my cousin had come back with turned on all the lights. And we were so shocked. We were staring up at the sky to see if something else would happen. Nothing else happened. And we were just like, what did we witness? So then the next day came and it was another late night. But this time we did make it into the house. But we were still talking about the whole, whatever that light was, that egg in the sky. That's what we kept calling it. And so they have two porches. There's one in the front, one in the back. We sat in the back one with all the lights off. All the adults were gone. It was just us kids again. And, you know, we would see shooting stars. We would see just craziness again. We were staring at the light again to see what else we could capture as kids, you know, and what else we can get ourselves into. We all had our own like walkie-talkie too. So there's people in the front, people in the back. And we're like, hey, any movement? Anything going on? They're like, no. And then, I mean, there's a bunch of wild animals. So we're going to probably see a deer or two, but I mean, nothing. There was just, it was all quiet. And so then since I was sitting in the back porch, just watching over the acres, a bunch of trees, there was this bright light that was shining from like a distance. And I'm like, okay, the neighbors, you know, maybe they're out there, or I don't know. It's 12 of something o'clock at night. It's probably, I don't know, my cousin with a flashlight. And it just stayed there for the longest time. And then it just turned off. And then, so I thought nothing of it. And so in the morning, I had asked my cousin, like, hey, do you have a light out there in the woods or something? He's like, no, there's literally just cows out there. And And I was like, there's no like light posts or like random, were you out there or is there like your neighbor's house out there? And he's like, no, there's nothing there, Marlene. What are you talking about? I'm like, well, there's a light out there again, as bright as the light we saw that was by the light post. And he's like, no, now you're just talking nonsense. And I'm like, no, there was something there. And like, I mean, that was the last I saw of the light, which was probably like to me was the craziest alien experience I've had. And I still keep thinking about it. And I'm like, no, like maybe it was just an airplane. It was probably just a helicopter or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It probably wasn't though. I mean, what do you think this stuff is? I mean, when you sit back and you think about like UFOs and aliens, I mean, do you believe that aliens are from another universe or do you even believe in aliens? I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
I do believe in aliens. I mean, I've heard enough to know that. I mean, and I just feel like it's kind of obvious they do exist. You know, there's just so much going on in this world. They can't cover them up forever. There's a bunch of crazy stuff out there that we will never be able to explain. I mean, when I saw them, I obviously was like, okay, well, aliens are real. It's real. It's a thing. It's a thing that we're not talking about, but it's a thing.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying. I mean, for me, I think about that stuff too. Obviously I have the show and, you know, I just think that, I don't know what I think. Because I hear so many people's opinions and thoughts on these topics. And some people present really good thoughts and opinions on these topics, you know, and they differ from other people that I've talked to that have really good thoughts and opinions. And so I'm left in a situation where I can see multiple outcomes to what these things could be, but I'm okay with whatever they are. You know what I mean? Like, not that I'm okay with them specifically, but whatever they are, I'm okay with it being that. You know, and it's just like the universe is so gigantic. And then to think that there are other universes out there, you know, or not universes, galaxies, it gets to the point where you're like, well, yeah, I mean, maybe there really is other life out there. Could we really be the only life out there? You know, if you're talking...
We're definitely not.
I mean, if you're talking about, like, from an evolutionary standpoint, almost certainly not. I mean, if you hit the lottery once here and there's that much out there, then certainly the lottery was hit again. You know, and if you're talking about a theological standpoint... you can't say that there are no extraterrestrials like alien beings, because that would be you saying that you know what God's plan is and that you know, God is it's beyond God to do such a thing. Well, you can't say that. You can't. Like, so it kind of puts you in a situation where it's like, well, I don't know what they are, but people are experiencing something. So whether it's extraterrestrial aliens, it's a time traveler or a demon, whatever it is, people are experiencing something. And not just these beings, but what's often tied to these beings, which is these crafts that people see and these lights in the sky.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, and then like in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, you know, just acres of land that's not been touched because I don't know. It's obvious something has to be there. Not just snow, cows and deer and animals. But yeah, I also have this one experience in Oklahoma. It was for the 4th of July. I'm not sure what it was, but it was, you know, us kids again. And, my cousins, who were teens, a little older than us, and we had bought a bunch of fireworks. We're all, you know, super excited to blow stuff up, you know, as kids. That was our favorite time. And since, you know, they lived in the middle of nowhere, we were like, let's blow stuff up. Let's start popping some fireworks. And so we took everything outside. All of us were super excited. And then out of nowhere, we start hearing Native American, like, tribe music playing. Like, it, like if it was right next to us, like, it's just right smack in front of us. And it was so loud, we had to, like, scream at each other. We're like, do you hear that? And it's just nonstop, like, banging on drums. And, like, you could hear, like, people chanting. It was crazy loud. And we're like, that's pretty cool. Like, what's going on? Like, did you have a recording of that? Maybe the truck is on or something? And, like, none of the cars were on. There was no TVs on. It sounded like it was outside. And so we're like, maybe the neighbors, you know? But it sounded like it was getting closer to us. And so we're like, maybe they're passing in the middle of the street at night, at like 9 o'clock at night. So it's super dark. Like I said, we only had one light outside in the street, and it was blocks away from the house. So we're like, maybe we should drive out there and see if we could find whatever this noise is. And we just keep hearing it. We were driving super slow to try to get out through to the gate, to get out into the street, main street. And like, we had, you know, no music on, windows down. We're all like hearing it. We're like, we still hear it. Do you hear? We're like, yeah. We're like, okay, so we're not all dreaming this. It's really happening. We're like, okay, let's go look for this beautiful ceremony that they're having for the 4th of July. And so we're driving out there. We look like crazy people because we're literally the only ones on the road, driving maybe like at 5, because we don't want to, you know, cause any interruptions. We don't want to be rude to them or whatever they're doing. And we're just driving super slow. And we're like, well, maybe it's the casino, you know, maybe they're playing really loud music, but the casino is miles away. And I'm telling you, this sound, it was like it was in the car with us, like it was following us. And so we felt like crazy people because we're like, are we the only ones? Do you hear it? Like, are you sure we're hearing this? And we're like, yeah, like we all literally hear it. And we're driving and nothing. So we drove back home and we're sitting, we're all standing in the middle of the field, looking confused, like scratching our heads because we're not sure where this noise is coming from. And I'm telling you, this ceremony, whatever's going on, their chanting is loud. I'm telling you, there's trees all around us. There's no lights. There's no, like, you could see if there's like little flickerings of fire. Nothing. There's nothing. It's pitch black. There's a cow and horses, but I mean, they're not gonna, like, what? And we have no idea what's going on. So we're just standing there in the middle of, you know, their acres, and we're like, maybe it's in the backyard. So we walk to the backyard. We all grab flashlights, put on our mud boots. We're walking, and we try to get, you know, far, but it still sounds like it's right next to us. It sounds like we have like headphones on because that's how loud it is. And we're still like, do you still hear it, right? We're like, yeah, we still hear it. Like, oh, okay. But we're all standing in different locations and we hear it like it's right next to us. And so we're all puzzled. We're all trying to figure out where this noise is coming from. I'm like, you don't have any speakers out here? Like, what's, like, you're just messing with us, right? Because they used to be tricksters. They used to mess with us all the time. And my cousin's like, no, like, we don't have any of that. And so he was like, should we just still pop fireworks? Do you think it's a good idea? And I'm like, you're the adult here. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused just as much as everybody else in here. So we're standing there again. We go walk to the front. We look around. Still nothing. He even messages the neighbor. And the neighbor's like, I don't hear anything. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, okay, it's just in our property then. Cool. We're going crazy. We're hearing things. Instead of seeing things, we're hearing things because we see nothing. So we're standing there. We're like, okay, well, I guess we could just pop a little bit of fireworks and see what happens. So we pop the first firework, nothing. They're still chanting. They get louder. it feels like they're getting closer. And we're like, okay, this is really weird. We're freaked out. Something was going on that we weren't sure what was. I was like, okay, there's going to be a war happening maybe, right? Like, they hate us that much. They don't want us to be there. So we go ahead and pop like two more fireworks. It still sounds crazy outside. It sounds like unbelievable. And then finally, my cousin's like, you know what? I'm going to pop one of the big ones. Maybe it'll scare them off, right? So we pop it and they're still chanting. It's still going on. It's crazy. And we're like, we just come out already. What's going on? And then my cousin goes, okay, this is it. I'm going to pop the big one. If you don't stop, I'm going to go out there and just pop it into the woods. And then it cuts off. Like if we turned off the radio, it just goes, and then it's gone. We don't hear it anymore. And so we're all checking our ears. We're like, hey, do you hear anything? And it's just quiet now. Like we can hear crickets now. Like if nothing ever happened, it was ridiculous. It was the weirdest thing. I don't know if it was like a time loop or something had like entered, because I mean, I've heard something like that happen before, that maybe the dimensions crossed and it happened to appear in front of us, or we could hear it or something. But that was literally the craziest like thing that we've ever heard. It was freaky because we couldn't see anything. It was dark outside. Not a dang thing. Just, I'm telling you, cows, horses, nothing, trees, but you could, I mean, there was nothing there.
Yeah. I mean, that definitely would be a freaky thing to go through. Right. I mean, but I have heard that before. I have heard people talking about, being in the woods or being around, a Native American burial ground and hearing like these chants and not knowing where they're coming from. Time slip, residual energy. I don't know, but it's definitely something. It's freaky, because I imagine it'd be scary. Because I mean, what I picture is, like, say, Native Americans, you know, doing their chanting and stuff, like almost like a war cry. You know, sounds like you're gonna get killed.
That's exactly what we thought. We're like, okay, we're about to fight with these people. I don't know who they are, but I mean, we have fireworks. We have fire. So bring it on. And nothing happened. Like nobody appeared. It was dark out, but we could just hear them getting louder. We literally thought we were going to see like a parade just storm into us or something. Nothing appeared. It was just, I mean, you could ask. It's funny because if you ask my cousin about this, he'll deny it completely because he got so freaked out, he started crying and he called his dad. I'm like, you are acting like the biggest baby ever. Are you kidding me? And me and my sister were like, let's go look for it. Okay, we're ready. Like me and her were pumped. We're like, we're gonna figure this out right now. And my cousin was like, no, like it could bring like bad luck to us or something could happen. Or you don't even know what it could be. And I don't want to die. I'm like, you're not going to, are you crazy? We're not going to pick a fight with these people. We just want to know what's going on. We're trying to understand what this noise is and why it's happening. And for it to just cut off like nothing. It was the strangest thing. You could ask all like my cousins that were there. They would all tell you the same thing. Like, yeah, it was the weirdest noise. It was the weirdest, crazy, just singing, drums, everything. Like you could hear them. It was loud and clear, like speakers in your house, booming music. It was loud, loud, and that we couldn't see anything. I mean, we drove the truck around the some of the property in the front. Nothing. We couldn't see anything there.
Wow.
So maybe it was, like, I guess Native American property or burial or something, or I don't know what, but it was. And for the 4th of July, I mean, yeah, I could only imagine.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's all you're left to do, right? You can only imagine. I mean, there's not really much to go with other than imagining what it was all about. You know, and I'm sure there's people that are listening that have, you know, pretty good ideas as to what it's all about. Either they had experiences like that or they've done extensive research into, you know, these types of things. But for you and I, we're just imagining. So these are pretty interesting experiences you had. And I would say thank you very much for sharing them. I enjoyed sitting here listening to you tell your stories.
Well, I appreciate your time and thank you for, you know, enlightening my days with all these amazing stories. And just, I love hearing all your everything. Just everything is amazing. I love it. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. I certainly try my hardest when it comes to putting out some content that you guys are going to actually want to consume. That's how you keep them coming back for the next week, right? So I'm trying my hardest and I'm glad you enjoy it. I'm glad other people enjoy it. And, you know, we'll make this interview just one in the collection.
Awesome. I'm glad I got to share my stories, and maybe when somebody else has a similar story that they can share and they'll come open with it, and I can be like, ah, see, somebody else had that same experience. So I'm not crazy.
No, absolutely. I mean, we already had one repeat, you know, like with episode 13. So, I mean, certainly if Abe came on my show for episode 13, said a very similar story as to what you said, chances are there are plenty of people out there that have very similar experiences, and we're just waiting for them to find the confessionals to share their story.
So, well, I hope they do.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for coming on, and you know, keep me posted as to if there's anything ever happening that you'd like to share with me.
Of course, I will. Thank you so much.
Well, that's sure, buddy. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, please share the show with your friends. That's the best thing you can do to help this show grow. Just share it around social media, share it by word of mouth. I don't care how you share the show, just share the show, and that will help the show grow. And I greatly, greatly appreciate it. And until next week, friends, stay safe, take care, and remember, the truth will set you free, but first, it'll piss you off. Bye.
this time we might just disappear. This time we might just disappear.
Just head to simplysafe.com/confessionals and get a free HD camera for all my lists. Did I get a free HD camera? Hey, Linz, did we get a free HD camera? They're getting an HD camera. Did we get one of those?
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times. Or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months. Or the Rogue, heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.